10. Fires Long Ago. W. E. Flood, M.A., Ph.D. The piece given here from Dr. Flood's Fire and Heat, 1951, describes some early experiences with fire. It also describes how man first obtained metals from ores by means of fire. For a note on the author, see Lesson 6. We do not know how the first fire was made. Early fires on the earth were certainly caused by nature, not by man. Some were caused by lightning in a storm, others perhaps by the hot material which came out of a volcano. Quite possibly at times, the heat of the sun set light to some dry grass or leaves. At first, man, like other animals, was probably afraid of fire. He saw that fire could destroy a forest. He knew that fire could hurt his body. So great was the power of fire that he feared it and worshipped it. Gradually, however, with his better powers of thinking, he overcame his fear. Probably he overcame most of his fear when he discovered how to make fire for himself. But undoubtedly he learnt some of the uses of fire before he could make one when and where he wished. Throughout the ages he has learnt more about fire, how to control it and how to use it in many ways. Now fire is no longer a master or a god, it is a servant. We can only guess how man first learnt that a fire was useful and what uses he made of it. By taking a burning stick from fire which had been started naturally, he could make a fire at his own home. He could keep the fire burning by adding more dry grass, leaves, and wood. The fire served the chief purpose of frightening animals away. At some time he learnt the advantages of cooking parts of his food. He discovered by some accident that flesh roasted in front of a fire tasted better. Then he found that roasted flesh would keep longer without going bad than uncooked flesh. Later he made simple ovens. Perhaps he dug a hole in the ground, filled it with dry wood, and covered the wood with stones. He set light to the wood, and when the stones had become hot, buried the food among them. It must have been much later that man learned to cook food by heating it with boiling water or with steam. He could not use such methods until he had learned how to make pots for holding water. Again, at some early date, man found how fire could be used to make certain metals from the rocks. Perhaps he rested his cooking pot on stones in the fire, and once he happened to use some pieces of copper ore among his stones. After the fire had died down, he found some little pieces of shiny brown metal among the ashes. He had heated a mixture of copper ore and charcoal from the half-burned wood in the fire. This is a common way of getting certain metals from their ores. After this discovery, of course, he purposely made the metal by heating the ore in his fire. Sometime later, he found out how to make the metal, which we now call bronze. This is a mixture of copper and tin. In some parts of the world, for example in southwest England, copper ore and tin ore are found in the ground together. Perhaps by accident at first, he put both kinds of ore in his fire. Bronze, he discovered, was a very useful metal. It was hard and tough, but he could shape it by hammering, probably with heavy stones. He could make a tool with a sharp edge for cutting. It is not so easy to get iron from its ore, and this metal was probably not discovered until very much later.